Okay, so we are towards the end of developing the first Mahalach of Paginon Ne'emanus. We've been seeing a lot of the Hebrew Gemaras, Basra, Gittin, Yerushalmi. Today I'd like to see two other Gemaras, which seem to be Paginon Ne'emanus. But as we'll develop, it seems like it's a different type of Paginon Ne'emanus than the other types of Paginon Ne'emanus. And we'll have to develop why exactly is a difference, and I'll develop the indications of the difference. But in terms of, there are two Gemaras, again, which have this idea of Paginon Ne'emanus, where you're going to rely on, the Eidus at hand, legabe one tchum, but not another tchum. So start with Yevamos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And starting with the Mishnah, Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Again, anyone have a Gemara Yevamos? You want a Gemara Yevamos?
Yeah.
You got a Kiva? So Machlok is Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, at least at first. And then Beis Hillel is going to end up being Maskim. So what's the case?
Beis Shammai Omrim, Tinase, Vizitok Subasa, so Rashi says it's the Alpia, the husband, she's saying the husband died.
Exactly. So it's either the Isha or an Eidachat, same thing by Eidachat. Eidachat claims that, Beis Hillel goes Misa Sabao. So then, Beis Shammai said not only can she get remarried, but she can also get her Ksuba.
Right. Beis Hillel Omrim, Tinase, Velotitok Ksuba.
Are you going to be matir the erva matir to heterly nase, but not mamon, just generally more kal than the ish. Very important. All right, we have a similar example, says Beis Hillel, we're in the realm of Mamonos, we're not going to rely on the Eid Echad. So Beis Hillel says, just like by Yerusha, in Eid Echad is not Neman, in Eid Echad is only Neman. Legabe Hetzeli Nase, so do here. So Beis Hillel has this breakdown. Legabe Mamonos, both Ksuba and Nachla, Eid Echad is not believed. We only rely on the Eid Echad. Legabe Hetzeli Nase, Mishimiguna, Ikulube Rabbanan, as Rashi points out. Right, so again, Beis Shammai says that might be all well and good, but at the end of the day, the lashon of the ksuba is that whenever she has a heter linase, she should be able to get the ksuba. So Beis Shammai says, oh, that's koveya. So once the Eid Echad is believed for heter linase, so memela also for ksuba, and then v'chazur Beis Hillel. L'horos k'dibrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel are maskim. So, right, limaskana, everyone agrees to this case. And again, this is an example of Paginon Ne'emanus, that the Eid Echad is relied upon, legabe heter linase, and legabe ksuba, but not legabe Yerusha. So this is one example of a simile of a Palgina Ne'emanus, where you're relying on the full statement of Misa Sabal, legabe heter linase and ksuba, but not legabe Yerusha. That's one example of Palgina Ne'emanus. And we're going to see what's unique about this example is that it's muskum lekol. Everyone agrees to it. There's no machlokes, right? Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, everyone agrees to it. No machlokes at all. So this is one example. The other example is in Kiddushin, right? So Gemara in Kiddushin, Sal Gimel Amabes. Anybody have the Gemara in Kiddushin? You got it, Rafi?
Yeah.
So Sal Gimel Amabes, the bottom three lines. It says, Tanya Kavasei Di Rav Chista. We're simply going to see another example of a Palginon Ne'emanus. Again, we have to pay careful attention to the cases here, because for whatever reason, in Yevamos, where you rely on the Eid Echad, legabe Hetzili Nase and Ksuba, but not legabe Mamon, it's Muskum Lekol, everyone agrees to it, and similarly by Kedushin. Go for it.
Beniza ben Shalosh Esrei Shana Yom Echad B.T. Yeah, B.T. makes more sense. So, Vas, Shneema, Esar, Shana, Vyom, Base, whatever.
You base, Shana, Rabion,
Shana, Vyom, so again, Naman, Lentarium, Ramim, Vule, Olehek, Vule, Hectatius, Vula, Rahim, Olehek, Mavalope, Lamacos, Lonching.
So says, right, Tanya Kava Seizer, right, so yeah, exactly, right, so they basically, a father is believed to say that their son is a gadol, and the daughter is a gadola, but only le'inyan, right, in the way Tosa says it, only le'inyan isurim, right, the first group of cases, nedarim, charam, hekdesh, azarachim, are all isurim, so, right, the father is believed legabe isurim, but not legabe onshin, right, and Tosa, again, makes that very clear, that the, right, the first list of cases are all isurim. And then Tosos adds, right, Tosos Shitasam, that it's not just Stam, Eirecha Nami Bisurim, Eirecha is only Neman, when it also has a factor of Biyado, whatever the case may be. For our purposes, this is a second example of Palgino Nemanos, where we're completely relying on the father, the Eirecha, but Legabe, fully, right, Legabe Isurim, but not Legabe Unshin. So in both these cases, both the Yavamos, where the Eirecha is believed, right, Legabe Heteroli Nase and Ksuba, but not Legabe Mamon. And here in Kedushin, where the Eirecha, the father specifically, is going to be Nam on Legabe Isurim, but not Legabe Onshin, you seemingly have this example, right? These examples of Pogin and Namonos. Again, you're relying on the full statement Legabe one area of Halacha, but not Legabe another area of Halacha. We have to analyze these cases of Pogin and Namonos. The first issue that we have to analyze is the issue that Rav Hanan brings up. I'm not sure if everyone had a lot of Makoros this morning. I'm not sure everyone had the chance to see it.
Rabbi, wait, in this case, if according to the Rav, it's just a lack of shame aid, how could it be that he can he's not an aid to his son or daughter?
Well, say it again?
In this Gemara that we just saw, the...
it's important. The Gemara doesn't bring up Pagin and Dibur here.
Uh-huh.
Right, so again, the Ravid's limitation of Palgina Dibura to a case of lack of shame aid is only when the Gemara brings up Palgina Dibura.
But there's still a shame aid if he's Karov in a case where there's no...
Again, because it's Eirecha, there's no issue of a psul kor over there.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. So again, a very important question that Rav Hanan... Yeah.
First of all, the fact that the Gemara doesn't, there's no
machlokes
here, doesn't that imply probably that there is no,
we're
not, there's not a
machlokes
about
polyandry? We're going to get to that in a few moments, right? We're going to ask the basic questions that everyone's implicitly bothered by is, the Gemara doesn't quote polyandry here, there's no machlokes here, so something seems to be different about these cases. Right?
But according to the Skana and Yavamos, it seems like that, like, even based, like, fundamentally, really, there shouldn't be any polyandry here. But there should be Paul Ginnon here for both days. I mean, according to which Kash really like got Beis Hillel to be Chozer on, especially. Meaning, according to the Rambam Maskana, Beis Hillel is Chozer on the last question, and really what they both agree that. Meaning, it's just a Tanai in.
No, we'll get there. No, it's not. And that's where Rambam Maskana is gonna develop. Again, everyone agreed to the original Paul Ginnon Nemanos. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, everyone agreed that the Eid Echad is going to be Neman Legabe Heter Li Naseh, but not Legabe Yerusha. The only question is, right, where does Ksuba fall in? Should Ksuba be grouped with Yerusha, Mamonos, where the Eirecha is not believed? Or are you going to group the Nafkamina of Ksuba along with the Nafkamina of Hetzer Linaseh? That's the only machokas with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we're going to get to that right now. So Rav Hanan, again, this is in the Kovetz Aris, it's like a famous piece in Kovetz Aris, Simen Chaf Aleph. Right now we're going to focus on Osios Vav Tezayin. I assume that people did not get to it. So the question that Rav Hanan asks is, right, why is it that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree in the case of Yavamos that, right, we're going to rely on the Eid Echad Legabe Ksuba? Ask Rav Hanan, Misvar, you would say, right, once you have this Palgino Nemanos, and again Rav Hanan explicitly calls these two cases Palgino Nemanos, right? So Rav Hanan says, once you have this Palgino Nemanos that you rely on the Eid Echad, le'inyan heter li nase, but not le'inyan mamon, so Rav Hanan says, misvara ksuba should be in the category of mamon. So asks Rav Hanan, this is in Osvav, why is it, right, that if we say Palgino Nemanos, legabe, the realm of mamon, legabe Yerusha, it's as if the husband's still alive? It's the same thing by the ksuba. If legabe, the realm of mamon, the husband is still alive, so then nafkamina l'inyan ksuba as well. The husband is still alive, therefore they shouldn't have gvias ksuba. So Rav Hanan, again, in Osvav, is going to ask, what is this idea of Pagina Ne'amanus, right? What's the application here of Pagina Ne'amanus? We're going to rely on it, Legabe Heterli Nase, but not Legabe Mamon, but yet Legabe Ksuba, which is Mamon. That's the question. And Rabbi Chanan develops. And don't say that it's just a Tinin Tanai. That really the Eidos is not Ne'amon Legabe Ksuba, and it's just a Tanai Ksuba. Rabbi Chanan goes at length to prove that because the Gemara in Shavuos, so there's a carbon Shavuos Eidos on this as well. Right, and therefore that proves that it's not just because of the Tanai, but it has to be B'toras Eidos, that the Eid Echad is actually Neman, B'toras Eidos, Legabe, the Ksuba. He goes out length to prove that. So again, so you have this very strong question, why is it, we have this Palgino Nemanus, Legabe Heterli, we rely on it, Legabe Heterli Nase, not Lin Yamamanos, but yet Legabe Ksuba. So why is Ksuba grouped with Heterli Nase, and not grouped with Yerusha, even though they're both Neman?
I mean, wasn't that with the had the Gemara and did, wasn't that what Beis Shammai responded? Like, why?
Well,
is it?
Yeah, that's the question. The question: how do you understand Beis Shammai's response? How do you understand Beis Shammai's response, where he says that no, that Ksuba should be totally on Heterli Nase, right? Pashas, it sounds like it's like a Tanai, but Rav Chanan proves it's not a Tanai. So therefore, if you have Pagino Ne'amanus, you're going to believe the Eid Echad Legabe one realm and not the other realm. So why are we grouping Ksuba along with Heterli Nase and not along with Mamanos? That's the question. So let's see Os Zion together. Rav Chanan is going to develop a very important yesod about Pagino Ne'amanus, about when we apply Pagino Ne'amanus. Yitzhak, would you mind?
V'hine yesod hachdina de Pagino Ne'amanus. Tekisha aid meid be aid the davar asher menu yotim shnei dinim chalukin, who neman rakl inyan also hadin shiyesh lo bazak koach han neamanus. Kama be omar beni ze gadovu, neman inyan nidarim, vektashos, lo inyan makos the onshin.
Right, so again, so far you're saying that you sow to plug in neamanus, that even though, right, there are multiple dinim which are totally on the same mitzias, take misas abal, or whether this is a gedola or a gadol. There are multiple dinam, totally in the same mitzvahs. The yesod is that we're going to rely on this one statement, let's say, misas habal, right, le'inyan one nafkamina, and not le'inyan another nafkamina. Yeah, but it's only, right, when the two nafkamina are completely independent, as he's going to explain. V'chein be'ed achad.
V'chein be'ed achad omer, meis bala, nema la'atira v'lo l'nachala. V'hainu de le'inyan heter nisuin, anu ma'aminin lo shemeis habal, o le'inyan nachala machzikin es habal b'cheskas chai.
Right, so we can rely on the statement of Mises Abau, davka le'inyan heter li nase, but not le'inyan Yerusha. He says, va'av.
Atu tarti disastri, de'ain misa lachatzain.
Right, it's either he's dead or he's not dead. What's this idea?
Mikol makom kach le'inyan ne'emanusa.
Right, he said, that is the chiddush of Palgina Ne'amanus. Palgina Ne'amanus is you can rely on the same mitzias, on the same statement, legabe one tchum, but not legabe another tchum.
But he said, oh. Amed v'ar mamurim, kishishnei hadinim, einan bitolda echad mechavero, kemo benachala v'heter nisuin.
Right, only when the two dinim at hand are completely independent, but one is not tole on the other.
Elashishneim tzuyin bedavar echad, b'misas habal.
Right, so they're both totally on the mitzias of Mises Abal, but they're not totally on each other.
Amnam ksuba eina tluya klal b'misas habal. Dim himu taras li nase no telas ksuba afilu habal chai. Kmo beget, v'chein lehepech.
Right, so again, right, so he's saying very important, again, he's trying to explain, why is it that we group ksuba with heter li nase and not with Yerusha? So his answer is, right, that the nafkamina of ksuba is not totally on Mises Abal. Right, because we know if she's divorced, even though the husband's alive, she also gets a ksuba. So ksuba is not taloi on Mises Abal. Rather, just skip a little bit. You see, next line, umivur de le'inyan ksuba.
Umivur de le'inyan ksuba, Mises Abal lo malav lo moreden.
Nothing to do with Mises Abal.
Ve'akol taloi im hi mutaras li nase.
That's the key. He's saying the din of ksuba is taloi on the heter li nase. And therefore,
the netilas ksuba ba betolda mikoach heter nisuin, bazel lo amrinan pagina ne'amanus, shehei ne'aman la'atira v'lo l'ksuba.
Efshar lahafrid ben shnei adinim ha'ilu. So that's the yesod of Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan says that there's a limitation to the scope of pagina ne'amanus. Pagina ne'amanas, you can only be mechalik between two independent dinim. But once there is a din, which is totally another din, right, and it can't be that you have one without the other, then you can't split them. So says Rav Chanan, that's why the din of ksuba, right, goes along with the heter linase, because once she has a heter linase, she's able to collect her ksuba. And that's why, right, although at first glance ksuba sounded more similar to Yerusha, they're both mamonos. Rav Chanan says it's not the koveya. The koveya is not mamonos versus Yisurim, right? The koveya is, are these dinim independent? And because heter linase is deep, right, sorry, or since ksuba is dependent on heter linase, those two always go together. So again, what Rav Chanan is doing here is saying a very important yisod about pagin and amanos. Pagin and amanos can only have selected nemanos when the two dinim that you're being mechalik between are completely independent. Yes. Though.
Is this only according to Bais Shammai or both. Also? But aren't Bais Hillel the only reason they agreed to Bais Shammai is because of what's written in the ksuba?
That's just megala. That's a simen, right? The simen that the ksuba is taloi on the din of heter linase. Look at the lashon of ksuba. So Bais Hillel says, oh, you're right. I Bais Hillel and Arhav Mina thought that you should group ksuba with mamonos, but now that you're showing me from the lashon of the ksuba that the din ksuba is taloi on the din heter linase, so then I agree with you. Fine. So again, that's an important yisod about pagim nemanos.
Does that mean there's no kiyum shtar necessary for the ksuba? I mean, I'm jumping the gun a little bit here, but
yeah,
there was a Rashi, I forgot which Gemara, that said that regarding that? I think it was the with the eved and the get that he doesn't need kiyum shtar for the
So you don't need kiyum shtar, that we're more makel about kiyum shtars. Fine neftam.
Okay.
It's a slightly different point. Okay. So now what I want to do is, you know, address the issue that we were dealing before. And that is, so while Rav Chanan points out that these Gemaros and Yevamos and Kiddushin are examples of Palgin and Amanos, there are a couple of indications that something is different about them. Two indications. Indication number one, right, is that the Gemara or the Mishnah never invokes the klal of Palginan Dibura when it comes to these Gemaras. So question number one is, right, again, we're going within Mahalach number one, that whenever the Gemara talks about Palginan Dibura, it's working midin Palginan Ne'amanas. So question number one is, wait a second, so these, the Gemara, right, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that's right, the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Mishnah in Yevamos are classic examples of Palginan Ne'amanas. So why doesn't the Gemara or the Mishnah invoke the klal of Palgina Dibura if Palgina Dibura is always Palgina Ne'amanos, and these are classic examples of Palgina Ne'amanos? Why don't you find the Gemara or anybody referencing the din, the klal of Palgina Dibura, when it comes to these examples of Palgina Ne'amanos? Question number one. Question number two is, why don't you find the same machloksim that you have by Palgina Ne'amanos over here? Right? And get it into machlokis, Abai and Rava. In Babasra, it's the Machlokes Amarayim, Rav Mari, and something else, right? In Sanhedrin, it's Rava and Rav Yosef, right? Everywhere, basically, where we find Palgin and Dibura, which we're now understanding as Palgin and Nemanos, there's a Machlokes Amarayim. Now, all of a sudden, you have the same Palgin and Nemanos, and yet it's Muskum Lekol. So again, both from the perspective of we not mentioning there's no explicit reference of Palgin and Nemanos, Palgin and Dibura, and the fact that there's not no machlokas here, it sounds like something is different about these examples of Pagin and Hamanos, and we have to understand what is different about them. Oh, sweet. Okay. So again, so what we're going to suggest is that, yes, these are all different applications of Pagin and Hamanos, but there's something about the applications of Yevamos and Kiddushin which makes it so pashut, they don't even need to come onto the klal of Pagin and Dibura, and that's why it's not subject to machlokas. So chiluk number one, which is very important, right? First, we mechalek between these examples of Yevamos and Kiddushin on the one hand, and the cases in Sanhedrin. So what is, Moshe, you said this to me in Seder, what is the basic difference between these cases of Palgin and Ne'amanos and the Palgin and Ne'amanos in Sanhedrin by Pliny, Rabbanan, Levi, and Tzoni? So one chiluk is that in the cases in Sanhedrin, where it is subject to a machlokes, there's a psul at hand. They have to obviate. You have to get around. There's a problem of Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. So what's controversial, we should say, what's controversial about Palgino Ne'emanos in the context in Sanhedrin and Yevamos Chafhei is that there's a counter pressure of the psul of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. So because there is this counter pressure of Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, right, the Gabe the Nirva, your Adam Karabetzim Atzma, it's only Gabe the Roveya that you're not. So that's why it's controversial. In these cases, in Yevamos and Kiddushin, it's very important, there's no psul. It's rather that you have two tchumim. There are two realms of halacha, and the edus at hand suffices for one realm, but doesn't suffice for the second realm. Take Mises Abal, right? Eid Echad is neman legabe heter li nase, but it's not neman in this separate, completely separate tchum of Yerusha, of Mamonos. So in that case, to say that we're going to rely on the ne'emanos, legabe one tchum, where does ne'emanos suffices, but not legabe a second tchum, where it's not that that second tchum is a psul, it's just a lack of ne'emanos. So when you're dealing with, oh, you have ne'emanos, legabe one tchum, and you just lack ne'emanos, legabe a second tchum, that's pasha, that you're going to apply palgin and ne'emanos in that type of case. What's not pasha is when the one tchum for the second tchum, they're really all one tchum of halacha. It's just legabe one nidon, there's a psul, and legabe the other nidon, there is no psul. So that's a bigger chiddush to apply palgin and ne'emanos to obviate a psul. So again, the first chiluk to deal with the cases in Sanhedrin and Yevamos Chafhei is that what's unique about Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin and Kiddushin, right, Samach Dalet, is that, again, it's that you, the ne'emanos, the edus, suffice, has ne'emanos, right, the ne'emanos of the edus suffices for one realm, and it just lacks ne'emanos for a second realm. That's pasha to say we're going to rely on the edus at hand for where it suffices, and not where it doesn't suffice, because it's not psul, it's just lack of ne'emanos. But Sanhedrin, it's not that, oh, there's a lack of ne'emanos. No, there's a psul. And there's a counterpressure, but from exhausta, but from kula, where it's a chiddush to override that factor by saying, palgin and ne'emanos. That chiluk between lack of ne'emanos and psul deals with the cases in Sanhedrin Tavtes, Sanhedrin Chafei, and Yevamos Chafei. But there are two other cases which are subject to a machlokas, and the Gemara talks about Palgina Dibura, but yet it's not about a psul, but it seems to be about the lack of ne'emanos. Which Gemara am I talking about? Bo Basra. Right, Bo Basra. It's not there's a psul, it's just that you, the Baal, lacks ne'emanos l'mafraya, but has ne'emanos mikal l'abo. So why do you say the same thing? You have Palgina ne'emanos, it's Pashit. You have ne'emanos mikal l'abo, you just lack ne'emanos l'mafraya. So isn't that the Pashit example of Palgina ne'emanos? That's one, Bo Basra. What was the other one, where it's about lacking ne'emanos? Gittin. Befein Echlefein Nechtam suffices for the realm of Shichur, but doesn't suffice for the realm of Mamonos. It's not psul. It's just a lack of ne'emanos. The specialized kiyum of Befein Echlefein Nechtam works for one realm, it doesn't work for the other. So why is that the same chiluk? Do you have any Vamos Kufi Yitzayin? Right, where we, the Eid Echad works for Heterli Nase and doesn't suffice for Yerusha. So here you need a second chiluk for those cases. And the difference is that by Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin and Kiddushin Samach Dalet, where it's Pasha, they're completely separate areas of halacha. In one case, it's a chiluk between Mamonos and Heterli Nase. The other case is a difference between Onshin and Yisurim. These are completely separate tchumim in halacha. So when there's completely separate areas of halacha, yes, it's pashut to say that when you have ne'emanos for one realm, the fact that you lack ne'emanos in a completely separate realm, that's not going to take away from the ne'emanos in Yisurim or the ne'emanos for Heterli Nase, just because you lack ne'emanos in a completely separate realm. That's pashut. Mashenkin, let's say Baba Basra. As the Gemara says, what's the Gemara's taina? What's controversial about that palgin and ne'emanos? It's b'chad gufa. It's all about gerushin. Whether you're believing the Baal to say gerashti. It's all one realm. So there when it's b'chad gufa and it's one realm, that's a chiddush to say to split b'chad gufa. And the same var by Gittin. Right? The Gemara doesn't say chad gufa, but there, as we know, especially the way Rav Chanan says it, that tzad not to apply palgina ne'amonas in gittin is because it's all one kinyan. Right? The shichrur and the nechasim is all part of one kinyan. And another limit, that's like chad gufa. Because it's all one kinyan, you can't separate the two. Even though at first glance they seem to be different realms, one is shichrur, one's mamonos, but says Rav Chanan, the fact that you group them all together by saying kol nechsai, that makes it all one kinyan, and therefore you can't separate it. So in short, the tzad ha-shavar for all of this, we're saying is that the reason why palgina ne'amonos in Yevamos Kuf Yedzayin and Kiddushin Samach Dalet by the father and the Eid Echad by Hetzel Inaseh, what's unique about those cases, the reason why the Gemara doesn't even invoke palgina dibura, the reason why there's no machlokis there, is because you're dealing with two completely separate realms of halacha, whether it be Isurim versus Onshin, or Hetzel Inaseh versus Mamonos, completely separate realms of halacha. And all you're saying is that the Eidos at hand, the Eid Echad, suffices for one and doesn't suffice for the other. But because there's two separate realms of halacha, and the second realm is no psul, it's just a lack of Ne'amonos, that's Pasha. But by the other cases, with the Sanhedrin cases, the problem is that you're dealing with a psul, there's a counter pressure, batl mitzvah, batl kula, so you have a machokas, abaye, and reveal sefer. And then in the gittin and Baabasra, each one has its own machokas, whether it be Rava Abaye, or in Baabasra, the two Amorayim there. Because there it's an issue of chargufa. Because we're dealing within one tchum, and the question is, can you apply a palgina ne'amonos in that case within one tchum? Whether it be one tchum because it's a break, it's all one gerushin, and if the break is just mikhan l'abav versus l'mafraya, or it's one tchum because you grouped it together in one shtar, which either made it one kinyan according to Rav Chanan, or according to Rashi, it's an issue of chad dibur, whatever it is, it's all about it being chad gufa, and that's why. So in short, that's why the palgina ne'amonos and yevamos and kedusha are pashut, completely separate realms of halacha, and it's about having ne'amonos and the lack of ne'amonos, but not being a psul. Yeah.
You said with Baba Batra and Gittin, you could say the same thing for Kedushin and Baba Batra and Kedushin.
No.
It's one goof. It's the goof of the Baal died. So that's what happens now. So
yeah, but the Nafkamina are completely separate realms of halacha.
But
that's the point. Because it's easy to say that we're going to rely on an Eid Echad, le'inyin heterli naseh, but not le'inyin mamonos. You can say, because different realms of halacha have different rules, different thresholds of what constitutes good ne'amonos. But to say within the same realm, like gerushin, within the same realm, mikano labal l'mafreya, that's a chiluk within the same realm. That's the chiluk. And the same thing with gittin. It's all one kinyan.
But there's the chiluk of stars and a regular gatisha.
But again, but that's the vort. This is according to where Chanan says it, is that because you said kol nechsai, you took two separate inyanim and said it's really one kinyan. So it makes it into one realm.
You could say the same thing about your bubbles or whatever.
No. But
you
what
took the two stuff of...
Who took anything? Like, there's no shtar, meaning there's a Mises Abal.
They this. When they said...
Meaning there's something unique about the Gittin is because you have the Baal Ashtar, or the Adon, saying... Kol nechsai kunuyim lach. So he's making it into all one kinyan. Because he grouped it into one kinyan, that's a bai. He says, okay, you can't do b'hal kinyan ne'amonos there. Rav Asul says you can, but it's a machokes.
And like in Kiddushin, he says...
He just says he died.
No, in Kiddushin.
Gadol.
He's a Gadol.
But the
so
two...
He's
describing a metzias, and there's just two nafkamina of that metzias. There's no kinyan echad. The father's not in control of whether it's a gadol. That's an independent metzias. Here, the adon is in control of whether it's being meshacher as ever, whether it's being makne his nechasim. So he can group them, his bailos over it to make them one. You know what I'm saying? The father is not in control of whether she's a. You know what I'm saying? That's yeah.
Yeah.
In different areas,
we need different levels of confidence that the baal actually, the adon actually said that. To this person, so the both of them are chodechsai or the death of the baal. Those are both cases that are going to have dafkaminos, and in each area we should have different levels of
Maybe. Yeah, but in the cases of, you know, let's say, Kiddushin and Yevamos, there's nothing which makes the two dinim connected, dependent on one another. Right? Yes, they're both telling the same etzius, but they are completely independent nafkamina. But in the case of Gittin, the Adon, by saying kol nechsai, he made them into one kinyan, according to Rav Chanan's part. Or he said it b'chad dibur, according to Rashi. So that is what made them one nafkamina. According to Abai, Rav is going to argue. But that's the subject of Machlokas. I'm trying to explain, why is it that Abai argues in Gittin, and you don't find a version of Abaye by Yevamos? And the answer is because Yevamos and Kiddushin, they are two completely independent dinim. And it's Pasha, according to Halacha, that you can rely on certain emanus, right? Certain edus is going to suffice for one realm and not going to suffice for a completely different realm. And the fact that it doesn't suffice for that second realm is not going to take away from the first realm. It's not a psul, but it's a completely separate. But by Gittin, the Adon made it into one kinyan, according to Rav Chanan, or did it b'chad dibur to say that you can't separate the two. Kiva, did you have a question before?
I was just going to ask, it's like the Rebbe's adding here, the fetish is a little bit that there are two ways to create trei gufe, basically. Either like the Rebbe or the Rashbam said, and then also that there's just two totally different implications of the case that also creates trei gufe?
In its own right, yes. Yeah, it's like a version, exactly. It's like a version of trei gufe, correct. But again, but it's a version of trei gufe, even though literally it's chad gufa. You know what I'm saying? In Kiddushin, right? In both those cases, I think that's what Shmuel asked me in Seder. It literally, it's chad gufa. But because it's two completely separate dinim, it has the status of, you know, trei gufe in that sense.
So it affects trei gufe in
but not in the gavra sense, yeah. But in the sense of like these are two completely independent dinim.
Yeah, I guess one din is getting remarried. I mean, it's about the...
Yeah, it's a totally different nafkamina.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the reason the mitzvahs cannot, connect them? Like, you say that the mitzvahs cannot connect them, that they have
the... I mean, they're both independently totally on the same mitzvahs.
Yeah, so, like, why can't the mitzvahs, like, connect?
Because you can have other, I mean, you can have cases where... Because you can have another mitzvahs where you'd have one din without the other. For example, let's say Gerushin. In the case of Gerushin, you have a heter linase, right? There's no nafkamina of Yerusha. So the fact that, yes, in this particular mitzias, these two dinim are totally on the same mitzias. But the fact that there could be another mitzias that triggers one din off the other shows that these two dinim are not connected to each other. You see that? In the case of Gerushin,
yeah.
Right, you trigger heter linase, but there's no Yerusha. She's still alive. He's still alive. You know what I'm saying? So that proves that these two dinim are completely independent from one another, and therefore, even in a case where, yeah, they're both based on Misa Sabal, you can believe Misa Sabal in one din, but not in another din. Okay? So Ankan is the first approach of Palginan Ne'emanas. Again, trying to understand all the different Gemaras where this comes up, and explaining why in certain Gemaras where this comes up, again, it seems to be completely different. It's muskum lakol, and we don't even quote the din of Pagina Dibura. Now let's get to the second mahalach, which is the literal Pagina Dibura. That when the Gemara quotes Pagina Dibura, it literally means we split the Dibur. So I think this comes up in the Balei Tosfos. I think this is the Shita of the Balei Tosfos. So start with the Gemara in Ksubis. Yudchas Neves, anybody have the Gemara Ksubis?
Yeah. Just...
Akiva, do you have it? So starting with Ksubas Yudchas Amud Beis, right? This is a famous, famous sugya.
Yeah.
We'll start with the ratio of the Mishnah. We'll skip around.
Thank
you. Right? So you have the ratio, which says that Edim who say that they were, this is their signature, but they were psulim. So then, right, Hari Ilu Ne'emanim, the Gemara explains, because the Pesha also Pesha Yitro. Since you're the basis of the Kiyam, you can then undermine the Kiyam by saying you're Psalm. Skipping to the Gemara, to the second Amar Rami Bar Rachama.
Amar Rami Bar Rachama, lo shanu ala sha'amru anusin
ha'inu,
machmas nefashos aval,
yeah?
Yeah. Aval amru anusin ha'inu machmas mamon e'ne'emanim. My daima?
Oh, so second, right, the second, the maskana of Rami Bar Chama is that, right, this The Rambam Chacham is qualifying the Reisha to say the only time you have the Pesha Aser, Pesha Yitir, to say, oh, Ksav Yadenu Zeh, Avalanusim Hayinu, etc., is only when you're not making yourself into a Rasha. But if you were saying, you know, Anusim Hayinu, Machmas Mamon, you're implicating yourself that you were bribed, you make yourself into a Rasha, so then you're not Neman. So what's the Kasha that all the Tosos ask in all the different places? Why don't we apply Pagin and Dibura? And Tosos in Sanhedrin is even a little sharper. He says it's Rava Lishitasa, because Rava is the one who basically in the Gemara in Ksubas who says oh, Rabbi Bar Chama should really be going in the Seifa. So it's Shitas Rava. So what Rava we know is the Baal Memra in Sanhedrin to say Balkina Tibura. So if you look very carefully at the Sanhedrin, right. So if you see specifically the way Tosos asks the question in Sanhedrin, it's be very very telling. You got it?
So skip
a little bit because he says like three lines down. Verava who demasik has some. He's just quoting the Gemara Ksubas. That's the Verava who demasik.
Verava who demasik has some. Ha'afi ba'ashda, ba'afi ba'ashda. Imai lo pagin dibore. Benhenu b'mai dekamri shahayu anusin aval lo machmas mamon.
Oh, that's the key. Right? The way Tosafot asks it. Benhemninu b'mai dekamri shahayu anusin. Avalo machmas mamon. Even the way Tosfos formulates the question when describing why there should be pagina dibura, he says it in the very literal pagina dibura sense. We should only believe the part where the guy says anusim ayinu, but don't believe the second half where he says machmas mamon. And now we're going, right, so again, even the question, Tosas and Sanhedrin, in the question, he formulates it as a literal pagina dibura, which I think is very indicative. And we're going to see, going back to Tosas and Ksubis, that there's a total of four answers in Tosas and Ksubis. The last two, the third answer and the fourth answer, I think are very, only make sense within the second mahalach of pagina dibura. Yeah.
Just clarification, they're assuming that, like, nefashos is a difference, like the hachra. And if we don't accept the fact that, if we only are makabalatus on the fact that the part where they say anusim, so the hachra then is just, it must have been a pashos.
So let's see the answers. Tosos is going to get to that in his answer, particularly in the fourth answer. So let's see. So we're already in Tosos' kasha, it seems to be indicating that Pagina Dibura works through literally Pagina Dibura. And now we're going to see in some of Tosos' answers, it's also very clear that it's working with Dafka within this literal Pagina Dibura. And again, the other answers are just open to, are the ones we're skipping, and the ones that are open to different Mahalchim. So see the, this is Inami. Back to Tosos and Ksubis, I apologize. Both answers in Tosos and Hedgen are open to different Mahalchim. But then the Rayas are really from the answer number 3 and answer number 4 in Tosos and Ksubis. Says the Inami Shani Hacha.
Shani Hacha, Inami Shani Hacha, the Machmas Mamon, O Machmas Nefashos, Havi Pirusha da Anusim Hainu. Hilkach, Lo Pogin and Deborah. Aval or Sono, Ubal Ishto, Have Dibor Bifne Asmo.
Okay, so the third answer is very clear, right? He's saying the only time you can have Pagina Dibura is when there are two independent statements. And he says, Dafka by Ploni Ravani Liritzoni and Ploni Baal Ishti, those are two independent statements. Right, Mashe Enkein says, Tosvos, in the case of Anusim Ayinu, etc., there the Machmos Mamon versus Machmos Nefoshos is a perish of the Anusim Ayinu. So this chiluk between, you only apply Pagina Dibura when there are two independent sentences. That chiluk only makes sense if Pagina Dibur is about splitting the Dibur. Once it's about splitting the Dibur, it makes sense in Mechalik between splitting two independent Diburs and splitting within one Dibur. That chiluk. But again, if Tosas held Pagina Namunas, it's about believing the entire Dibur, the Gabe, one realm, not the Gabe, the other realm, then who cares how the words are split? It's not about splitting the words, it's about splitting the application, it's about splitting the Namunas of it. So again, that third answer is very clearly adopting, and again, I think it's Tosas Lashitasa to the question, that Tosas clearly thinks that Pagina Dibur is about splitting the Dibur itself. That's the one right. Yeah, Moshe.
I mean, the whole Kapsha shows Pagina Dibur Mamas,
no? Well, again, it depends how you... You could have said it also Pagina Mamas.
Why? You're not splitting you explaining it, Mamas. You're basically saying you should believe that news in Mamas.
Meaning just... What?
He's basically saying you should believe Anus and not
Mechazam. Okay.
You should believe in
Yeah, that's what I was trying to highlight with the question also. But yeah. But again, if, I guess if you're a Palgina Ne'amanus person, you can still say, right, that you're believing the anusim. What you're saying, you're believing that you're anus just legabe to pasul the shtar, but not legabe the fact that you're Rasha. You could have said something like that. You could just, I mean, just like you know, Rashi said, oh, plenty of money ritzoni, just legabe the roveya, not legabe the nirva. Here too, you know, anusim ayinu machlas mamon legabe pasuling the shtar, but not legabe being mesonatz of Rasha. You could have said that. But again, I think the way Tosas, but in your heart, like it was what I said before, the way Tosas asked the kasha is not splitting between the applications; it's about splitting the dibur itself up. So again, I think it's more the way Tosas asked the question, not that the question couldn't have been asked the other way. Yeah.
Even if he says I was bribed, shouldn't he believe through amigo, since he could have said I was forced with a gun, or whatnot? Since he could have said I was forced to what's called.
I think Tosas and Nixubis might ask such a question. Yeah. Look at Tosas and Nixubis. It's not Aranian, but I think Tosas asked, I think the Rishonim asked a similar question to that. Yeah. Okay. Answer? Akiva and then Yaakov.
No, is it, but
oh.
Well, that you gave to Moshe, that's only according to says
Chavigufa. They could still do Chavigufa. No, you could say that's Tregufa. One's Legabe the Balashtar. One's Legabe, it's like plenty, it's like the Rove and the Nirva. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right? It's one's Legabe the Malva and the Love, and one's Legabe the Eid himself. That's Tregufa.
Yeah. We're working on trying to figure out why this is true. Like, conceptually, why is one a perish the Dvarim, and one, like, why is one considered Chad Dibur, and why is one?
I think just in Metzius, because one's meaning, it's like it overlapping with Tregufa versus Chad Gufa, meaning it's an overlap, meaning. Plenty of the Ritzoni, one is dealing like what the Roveya did, and the other one's dealing with who's the second party. Those are two different parts of the conversation. Actually, I can hear it's all a description of what my role was as the aid.
So, suggesting the gap between Mamon and Afashos is the entirety of the case. Whether or not there was a few for you to give up your, you know, give up to write the false aidus, or it was this or for you to write the false aidus.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that's not the case. The case is really whether the shtar is puzzles.
Right,
see,
the way we figure that out. It's true, but that's the entirety of the
well, the implication, in terms of the implications, the gabi, the aid, yes, that I wouldn't say that changes the case, because really the case, all we care about is whether it's a nuisance.
No, but it makes it whether or not that it's a perish of the varim or not. I mean, whether it's an integral part of the, what you just said. I mean, when you said anus is the integral part of that, that it was the fashos or the mom. I mean,
how much... Come back after the next day, Antos, I think he's going to discuss that. But again, I think legabi the case, I'm disagreeing, legabi the case, the nafkamina is, once it's anusim, which means the shtar was forged, so the machmas mamon machmas nefashos is only, okay, is this guy a Russia or not? But that's secondary to the case at hand, whether the shtar is mezuyev. Legabi the shtar being mezuyev, once it's anusim, the shtar is mezuyev. That's the case. Like, but the secondary question, whether it's being Mesmatz or Russia, then Nefashos and Mamros plays a role.
Wait, but if he's not allowed to be Mesmatz or Russia, then how could he be believed at all? Weren't we saying that he's not believed in that case?
Well, it's only not believed because Mesmatz or Russia. But if the question is, why don't we say Palgino Dibur to only believe the Anusim part and not the Machmas Mamon part? That's what Tosas is suggesting. Oh, so let's see the last day of Tosus. I think it's also Meduric. Akiva, the other Akiva, do you see it? See the last Inami?
Inami Hachal.
Yeah.
Iker Eda Subamash Omrim Anusim Ayinu, Shabo Lomar Shalo Ro Hamilbe. You came Yados and Asman Rashan, Kilan Shechasmu, Imoyasu Pierce of Rain. Hilgach, Loshai Hachal Pogina Dibura.
Okay, let's see the contrast and we'll explain.
Hida Rakti, Iker Eda Subamar Shanera, Lassi Ishto.
Okay, so this fourth answer in Tosas is similar to the third answer in the sense of he's trying to figure out when can we split up a dibur. So the third answer was, oh, when there are like two independent clauses. This answer is along the same lines, but it's a slightly different rule of when you can split up a dibur, and that is, you can only split up a dibur to leave the ikar edus intact. So when the palgina dibur is going to leave the ikar edus intact, and then leaving the ikar edus intact obviates the psul, then it works. This is by Ploni Ravani Lirzoni. There, the ikar edus is on Ploni Rava, right? Ploni Rava, or, you know, Ploni Ba Alishto. It's all about the Roveya. then in that case, you can leave the Iker Edus intact and obviate, you know, Eina de Meis Matzah Rasha. So there you can split up the Dibur. But here, if you split, here the Iker Edus, I was trying to, you know, yeah, apropos what I was telling Akiva before, here the Iker Edus is on the Anusim, the fact that it's a forged shtar. So therefore, but if you stop at Anusim Hayinu, we, again, you can't just leave that alone and say, oh, you obviated the, you know, the Meis Matzah Rasha part, because Tosis claims, Minasam, we're going to understand that Anusim Hayinu is you're implicating yourself, because in most cases, if you're involved in forging a shtar, you're a Rasha. So again, Tosis is chilek, both in the third answer and the fourth answer, Tosis is clearly assuming, Lashitasa to the question in Sanhedrin, that the way Palgino Dibura is through splitting up the Dibur itself, this is the second Mahalach, Palgino Dibura is literally splitting up the Dibur, and therefore you have these different qualifications of when you can split up a Dibur or not, whether it be independent clauses, or whether you're splitting it up, you're leaving the Iker Edus intact by itself, these different rules, different qualifications, but are all about when can you split up the Dibur. And the other answers in Tosas also work in within this answer. Again, you couldn't have brought a riot to them. For instance, the first answer in Tosas in Sanhedrin, dot test, is the chilek between chag gufa and trey gufa. So that alone, you can't be medayek in, because we know that chilek also is a chilek within Pagina Ne'amanus. But once Tosas l'shitasam is clearly adopting a literal Pagina Dibur approach, you can understand that's the chilek between chag gufa and trey gufa is within Pagina Dibur. When do you split a Dibur in half? When the Dibur itself is talking about two different people, once, then you can split. Oh, we'll take half of it regarding one Gavra and not the other half dealing with another Gavra. So what I'm just trying to show is that while the Hechreach, that Tos is adopting the literal Pagina Dibur approach, comes from answers 3 and 4, it does work in with the other answers as well. It all works out L'Shita, so you couldn't necessarily put a riot from them, but once you know that Shita's Tosas is little Pagina Dibur, and the other answers also work out. So again, in terms of the second Mahalach, we have the Balei Tosfos. Who is the other Rishon? He seems to also understand Pagina Dibur as literally about splitting up the Dibur. Anybody get to this?
No.
Excellent, the Rashba. You look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, see what you mind reading inside? Very, very important. The Rashba also thinks he's going to make Chilukim about the formulation. The order of how you said it, and the way in which you said it, and all the Chilukim of the Rashba is all about. Since Pagina Dibur is all about splitting the Dibur, it matters the order, it matters how you said it. Again, if you were adopting a Pagina Ne'amanus, you know, perspective, it wouldn't matter at all any of the Chilukim that the Rashba is making. So this is the Shut Rashba, you know, on the Elamar Kamas. Go for it,
Tzvi. When Atam Shamar Tovs and Maid Kamar Zinsa, the Imakabam Masha Zik Dravamar, Yimi.
Oh, so right off the bat, the Lashon is, right? He's saying in the case of where you say Isha's Ploni Zinsa Imi, there you can't Pagina Dibur. He says, Shatovs and Maid Kamar Zinsa, the Imakablan, the last word of Imi. So already off the bat, this the Lashon is about accepting part of the Dibur, but not the rest of the Dibur. And then you'll see Lashitasa. But if you fall into the same idea, but you said instead of Isha's Ploni Zinsa Imi, you said, all right, you start off with yourself, so then you can't split anymore. Skip a little bit. It's this, you know, the four lines up is the period of Huadin.
Huadin, Huatam, Omer. Ravati's Ploni, behind the Nakatlu, the Ploni, Ravani Larsoni, Ploni Balish, Ablonakat, Ravati Ras.
Right, so Rashba says the Gemara is very meduyak when it says Ploni Ravani Larsoni, because then you can knock off the end. But if you start the opposite, you start with yourself, where Ravasi es Ploni, so then once you take off the word Ravasi, then you just have es Ploni. So again, all the chilukim of the Rashba, that it matters the order, that it matters the formulation, again, only makes sense if you're adopting Shitas Tosas, the second Mahalach, that's all about splitting the Dibur in half. So then it matters how you say it. So within the second Mahalach, you have the Balei Tosas and the Rashba. Yeah, Moshe.
If the guy just said Ploni Ravani, the guy just seems to be seen to actually literally cut out the word outside, you would assume it was not the answer?
What? Yeah. And the assumption would be that it was, you know, let's see. Yeah. Yeah, that's the assumption. The Rashba goes even further, is actually Tzvi's Kasha a couple shiurim ago, but even in the case of the Haraktiv. So this, I mean, the Kasha on Haraktiv, you say, right, it works out the least within the Pagina, within the second Mahalach Pagina Dibura, because Haraktiv, you just say, I killed him. So what are you splitting? So the Rashba says, well, she tells him, because harakti, if you're going to assume that I did it ba'ones, or I did it b'shogeg, that's what he understands. I killed him, yeah, but I was forced into it. So he has that type of mahalach. That's the way the Rashba is going to understand the Pagina Dibura in the case of harakti. And if you can like split, or you can just assume that, you know, it was ba'ones or b'shogeg, then Pagina Dibura works. So you have Tosmos, you have the Rashba, and also I should point out the Kovet Shira. Right, the Kovet Shiurim, I'm not going to read it inside now, but again, in Chelek Beis Sima Gimel, right, the first, on the Mar Mekomer sheet, again, when Rav Chanan is famously developing the Chelek between Pagina and Amonos, Pagina Dibura, right, Rav Chanan says, oh, the cases in Sanhedrin are clearly examples of Pagina Dibura. And he says also, not only the case in Sanhedrin, but also the case of Baal Basra. Right, he says, oh, the case of where he said, Gerashti called him Laman Yom, and the Pagina Dibura there, that's also like, you know, like in line with the Havamina of the Rashbam, that's about you accepting Gerashti, but not accepting called him Laman Yom. So again, Rav Chanan understands that whenever the Pagina Dibura is mentioned in Shas, that's referring to splitting up the Dibur. And he says, oh, the only cases of Pagina Nemanus are the cases where we don't mention Pagina Dibura, like in Yuvamos and in Kiddushin, like we discussed before. He seems to say that it's Davka Pagina Dibura. And he goes on to explain why you can't apply Pagina Nemanos there. That's not here. Later, I mean, if you look later on in this, in the Kovet Shiurim, he continues on, I don't have you see it, because he's discussing like Biyado, like why it is that by Kirashti called him Laman Yom, why it's Davka Pagina Dibura, but while Pagina Nemanos wouldn't work. So it's Davka. You'll see Rav Chanan inside. Okay, so in terms of the second mahalach, you have Tosfos, you have the Rashba, and the Kovet Shira. But now let's get to the third mahalach. The third mahalach, again, so mahalach number one is that Pagina Dibura works through Pagina Nemanos. Mahalach number two is that Pagina Dibura is literally Pagina Dibura splitting the Dibura. But there's a third mahalach. Who develops the third mahalach? The Ravid. Right? The Ravid, we're going to turn to the Rush, quotes this very famous Ravid. Right, a very important idea, a whole new perspective on Pagina Dibura, that it's not about selective nemanos, it's not about splitting the Dibur, it's rather this idea of lacking a shame aid. That a Baldover, whenever a Baldover speaks about himself, the part of the Dibur which is about himself, there is no aid, it's as if you didn't say it at all.
Oh, is the same thing applies to one's wife?
Yes. Yes, that's Pshat the Gemara there. So let's see. I'm going to see in the Rush. It says by Ravid Zal Kasa B'Tshuvosav. Yosef, do you have it?
By Ravid Zal Kasa B'Tshuvosav. Shekol Eidah Shabbat Mitzasah. Nachas Sur Karva Batu Kula V'Lo Pagim Dibura.
Right. So his rule is that whenever you're dealing with a Psul Eidus, Batu Mitzasah Batu Kula, and you're not going to have Pagim Dibura. Right, so again, so whenever you have a problem, it's always going to be Batal Mitzasa Batal Kula, and you can't get around that. Oh, what are you going to do with the Gemara? Right, so he's saying the vart is a Pagina Dibur is dafka limited to context where it's not your psul edus, but it's lack of shame aid. And once there's a lack of shame aid, so it's not, you don't need to split anything, because the only thing that you said was the part about the other guy. When you said the edus is only chal on the pony rava. Once you say l'ritzoni, there's no shame edus on there. And he says, oh, so again, so the Ravid's pshat, very important perspective, is that Pagina Dibura is not an independent mechanism which comes along to selectively apply it or cut the Dibura in half. Pagina Dibura is simply a consequence of there not being shame edus on the part that you're speaking about yourself. So it's very important perspective. In contrast to the first two Mahalchim, which saw Pagina Nemanos, Pagina Dibura as an independent mechanism, according to the Ravid, the only din in hand is that Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, whatever word you said about yourself, lacks a Shem Eidus. Memela, you said a full sentence, Memela, only half of your sentence has a Chalos Shem Eidus, and we accept that part. So Pagina Dibura is merely a consequence of the lack of Shem Eidus on the rest of it. And this perspective that Pagina Dibura is not an independent mechanism, it's just a consequence of lacking Shem Eidus on Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, we can understand a couple things. Number one, a very important diuk. Mentioned when we read the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that whenever Rava talks about Pagina Dibura, he hardly ever speaks about Pagina Dibura. It's always Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma. Right? And Ve'in Adam Eitzel Atzma Rasha. And the thing is, why aren't you invoking the Klal Pagina Dibura? That's the basis of your pshat. But according to Ravid, no. The real basis of Rava is Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, is the lack of Shem Eidus on whatever you're talking about yourself. And then, yes, Mimela's Pagina Dibura. But the mechanism at work is really Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, and the Pagina Dibura is just a consequence. And that's why it works out very nicely why Rava throughout Shas, whenever he's talking about it, is always talking about Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, and only once does the Gemara mention Pagina Dibura in like the Havmil. Like, why do you need to say that? It's Pagina Dibura, Hainu Hach. That's one Ha'ara. Good. The other Ha'ara that this works out very nicely with is the extension, right? When the Gemara has a Havamina, right? When Rava says, not only Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, but also Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. And the Gemara has a Havamina, meaning that you wouldn't say Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto. And then later on, the Gemara says that Adam is not Karav Eitzel Mamono. And the question that all children are bothered by is that we know that a person is Karav Eitzel Ishto. So what's the Havamina that you're not a Karav Eitzel Ishto? And Lamaskana, Adam's not Karov Lagabe his Mamonos? Of course he's a Karov Lagabe his Mamonos. You're no gay abadabra about your own Mamonos. But according to the Ravid, we're not dealing with the Psul Karov. The Gemara's whole discussion is that whether the kurva to your wife and the kurva to your mamon is so close to you that you have a Psul Baldavar. So of course you have a Psul Kurva, Psul Nogeya. But the question is, does this constitute a Psul Baldavar? Because the whole basis of Shitas Rava is Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, that you lack a Shem Eidus on that part. So the Rav is able to easily explain, what's the Havamin of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma v'lo gabe Ishto? Answer is, of course you're Karav Eitzel Ishto, but the Havamin of the Kurva was a Stam Kurva. The Havamin is that, but you're not considered a Baldavar to say that you lack a Shem Eidus l'gabe Ishto? Kamash Milan, that just like you lack shame Eidus Lagabe Atzmecha, you also lack Eidus Lagabe Ishtecha. But the Gemara Lamaskana say, but it comes to your Mamon, of course you're no Geya, but you still have a shame Eidus, and therefore you're not going to have the din of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma. We'll stop here, there's a little bit more to say, but we'll stop here because time.